course. It's not just been me fighting by myself. Ever since this mad wee country began, there have been an army of women like me carving the path for its future. And if anyone deserves a roll call, it's them. Come on, ladies, let's celebrate some of the wonderful women that make up our history. Lady Agnes Campbell, 16th century noblewoman who fought on the battlefield, leading an army of angry Scots against the English.
And while you were shown the world, I was shown my place.
Isabella Macduff, crowned Robert the Bruce so he could become King of Scotland. Paid for it with her life.
How to be ladylike.
Frances Wright, author and social reformer who campaigned for the abolition of slavery in America.
How to curb our words.
Mary Chisholm, Scottish nurse who became the first woman to join the front line in Belgium during World War I.
How to not need space.
Jesse Soga, contralto vocalist and music teacher, known as the only black suffragist in Scotland.
But our first discovery was that we're just like you.
Elsie Ingalls, doctor, surgeon, suffragist, founded Scotland's women's hospitals, saving the lives of thousands during the First World War.
We see the same world of wonder all around us too.
Wilhelmina Fleming, one of my girls, astronomer who discovered the Horsehead Nebula and was credited as the first person to identify white dwarf stars.
We can't confine ourselves to life watching from the stars.
Maggie Keswick Jenks, writer and artist who used her own experience of having cancer to create a new kind of cancer care. Maggie's.
Not while we possess ability to break down walls.
Workers' rights and for women's rights. Mary's army led the rent strikes in Glasgow, triggering the first rent control act in Europe.
She also looked fierce in a bonnet.
Who's for a sherry?
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
a sherry man.
On we go.